Hey, Carrie, you cook, right? You're a pretty good cook?
Okay.
Okay. I want to make an omelet. So, actually, this is really silly. I've never made one before. How do you make an omelet?
Okay. Well, I can teach you how I make them, which is the same way that my father and grandmother make them. It's a little special.
Okay, yeah.
First, you take some eggs and crack them in a bowl and whisk them up. So they're quite high and fluffy.
Uh-huh.
And in a hot pan, and you need a pan that's kind of small and that the sides go up at an angle. You put some oil and heat it up, so it's quite hot. And then you take your whipped up eggs, or whisked up eggs, and pour them into the pan. And as it's cooking, if you take in a spatula and push the bottom layer of the egg to the side, to the sides, and then to the middle, so the uncooked egg gets to the bottom of the pan.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. And keep doing that until most of the egg is cooked, so you should have a nice thick omelet.
Uh-huh.
And then flip it over. You only have to cook that side lightly. Put your fillings on the top and fold it over and let it sit just long enough to melt the cheese.
Wow, that sounds really good.
It is.
Wow, what fillings do you recommend?
Well, if you want to do a real simple one, you can just use some pre-made salsa and cheese, and that's easy. Or you can do something like cut up some ham and cheese and onions or tomatoes, mushrooms, anything that you like. If you want to make a spinach omelet, then you have to add the cooked spinach to the egg mixture.
Okay.
So it's actually cooked in it, and then in the inside, bacon and sour cream is nice, jack cheese.
Okay. Wow, I'll have to give that a try. Thanks.
Okay, sure.